I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Can life survive in extreme conditions here on Earth? And what are the limits? This week, scientists announced the discovery of microbes that have survived for at least 120,000 years below almost 2 miles of ice under an ancient glacier in Greenland. With us now is Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor on this program. Welcome, Ira.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. So tell us about this new finding, 120,000 years?
Yeah, it sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it? The scientists from Penn State drilled down almost, as you say, 2 miles into an ancient Greenland glacier, and they found these tiny microbes down there that are at least 120,000 years old, and they survived despite the crushing weight of ice. Think of how much ice there is on top of them, crushing them, not to mention sub-zero degree temperatures. Almost nothing to eat, almost nothing to breathe. There's not much oxygen down there. And what's most interesting to these scientists is that these microbes are really tiny. Now, they're under, some of them, under 1 micron in size. Now, I know that doesn't mean much to you, but let's compare it to normal, regular bacteria, which are 10 microns in size. Some of these are, you know, one-tenth the size. So these are really interesting forms of life.
So these are actually forms of life.
They are. They have a DNA in them, and they are very unusual, being so small. And scientists are speculating, maybe it's their tiny little size that allowed them to survive under these really adverse conditions. They could go dormant being so tiny. They may be a lot older than the ice is. In fact, they were found in some ancient permafrost that was trapped at the bottom, and they dated that permafrost. They think the permafrost has been there for millions of years. So the jury is still out on how old these really rugged microbes are.
Now, if they're so hardy, could they be found elsewhere or just under glaciers?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because we're finding microbes all over very harsh conditions, even here on Earth, and perhaps we might be able to find some of these types somewhere on other planets like Mars. Scientists say that these microbes actually may help define the limits of survivability. Just how small, how cold, how desiccated does life form have to be before it can survive? Remember the line in that science character Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park where he says, "Life will find a way," you know, when mm-hmm. the dinosaurs were discovered. Well, that sort of spells out the recent findings over the last few years in microbe biology. Life seems to find a way to survive in some of the most inhospitable places.
And we just don't know a whole lot about what's out there, do we?
That's right. You know, they say that 99% of all the bacteria out there cannot be cultured in a petri dish, so we don't know much about it. There is so much more to discover out there that it's a very exciting prospect.
Ira Flatow of NPR Science Friday, thank you.
You're welcome.